My name's Tom Guyte, and I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic. I was born in Goshen, Indiana, raised there. I wasn't raised in a family that went to church, but I was taught right and wrong. At 18, 19 years old, I decided to go for the gusto, and I bought into the lifestyle that the commercials told us. Went off to college, went to Ball State University, and started probably my drinking habits at that point, and found out I had a real high tolerance at it. I was really good at drinking. I could drink a lot. And it was always a game to me. I would, a few of the fraternity brothers, we'd sit around and drink beer, and it would be kind of a contest to see who could drink the most, and I could win that contest every time. What I didn't know is that's a pretty normal thing for an alcoholic, to have that high tolerance. As years went on, I'm in the golf business, and I was able to kind of control my drinking. I wasn't an everyday drinker. I wasn't even a weekly drinker necessarily, but my problem was when I did drink, I'd want to drink a lot. And May 18th, 1986, I was living in Richmond, Indiana, and my wife came to me at that time and said she wanted a divorce, and this was not my first divorce. And I reacted as I normally would react. I was going to go out into the bar and drink. Because I drank when I was happy. I drank when I was mad. I drank when I was sad. And, you know, when you're hurting, you want to cover up that pain. And that was my normal modus operandi. And I went into the bars that night. I had given my car keys to a friend of mine so that I would be sure I wouldn't drive. And I figured, well, I'll just go get drunk and get a hotel room downtown and spend the night there. Isn't that sad? But that night, something happened. Something that had never happened to me before. As I was sitting in this bar, I started looking around, and I thought, what am I doing? My life is ridiculous. I had this moment of clarity, and I was about halfway to a pretty good drunk. I spoiled a good one, I guess, but I looked around in this bar, and I looked at who I was hanging around with, and I looked at these other people, and I said, there's not one person in here that's happy. And I said, enough is enough. I got up, and I walked out. And I knew I needed to change. I didn't know what extent, but I knew what I was looking at I didn't like. So I walked home that night, and I got up the next morning to go to work, and I got up early. And I noticed my next-door neighbor was up, and their lights were on. Well, I went on to work, and he was a pastor. So I called him that morning. That was a Sunday morning. I knew he had nothing better to do on Sunday, so. So I called him and said, I need a few minutes. Could you meet with me this afternoon? He said, sure. This is May 19th. And I met with him that afternoon at about 2 o'clock. And I told him what was going on. And he told me the things that I was using to make myself happy, whether it be possessions, whether it be alcohol, whether it be my job, that I was trying to fill that empty spot up, would not fill that spot. He read to me from Romans. It was Romans 7:15. And it said, I'm just going to give just the one verse. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And that was me. The choices I was making. Oh. And I didn't want it anymore. I accepted Christ that day. And What a wonderful thing. I was born again. The next day, I went back to work, and I called an alcohol rehab center, and I put myself in. It's supposed to be a 28-day program, but golf pros taking time off in the middle of May probably didn't make a lot of sense. But I said I'd go for 2 weeks, and I'd go into an aftercare program. Because I knew I needed to get rid of that first. And while I was in there, that 2 weeks, I read the New Testament. And I decided at that time that I was going to quit living by my choices. I was going to try to use Christ as the example for my choices. And I did. As much as I could. You know, being imperfect, still make a lot of stupid decisions. But I started going to Bible studies. I went to AA. I filled my life with different things, different choices. And I met with the pastor. He was my next door neighbor. He became one of my best friends. All this time, I have an impending divorce. And through this, I understood that I had to let go of this and just let happen what was going to happen. He told me to let my wife decide what our future was going to be. I had been screwing things up so much. Why not let go and let God? And I did. And I'd like to say my marriage was saved, but it wasn't. My wife had the same lifestyle, the same habits that I had, and she wanted to continue in them. And I didn't. She decided to move on, and I had to accept that. And I did. Again, I was going to live as Christ told me to. I got a church family. I got very involved with our church. Looking at myself at that time and deciding what kind of parent was I, what kind of husband had I been, I didn't like what I'd been, and I didn't want to be that way anymore. And Mike told me I didn't have to be, that I was a new person in Christ. I then met Melissa. She had two little kids. My resume for being a husband was pretty pathetic. Two divorces, alcoholic, terrible temper, a lot of things that, would not rate me very high as being a potential father to her two children. But again, I was a new man in Christ. And we dated, we undated, then we dated. And we've been married for 21 years. And it's been a wonderful walk, even though there are lots of blips in the road, lots of bumps. If I could choose again, I would choose exactly as it's been. Because I'm where I'm at now. And if this is the journey I had to take to get here, it's okay. I do have a mission. And I know I can reach out to those that struggle with alcohol, that struggle with addiction. And with those come lots of other issues. And I know that is one of my missions. More recently, I got downsized out of my job just over a month ago. And to be honest, that hurts my pride a lot. But it's okay. I learn a lot about myself. My addictive personality gets me working a lot more than any human being should be working. And I almost take pride in my ability to work a lot of hours. And I think God was letting me know that's not what he wants from me. He wants something else. And he got my attention. I found a job within about 5 days, and in my industry, to get rehired in 5 days just does not happen. But I know God placed me in another job and gave me another opportunity, and I'm grateful for that. And it's an opportunity for me to look at myself and say, let's get the priorities right. Put God first. Put your family next. And let the other stuff take care of itself. And if you're struggling out there with whatever, it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. None of that really does matter. What matters is the decisions you make in the future. And if you make a few decision for Christ to be your Savior, you will be a new person in Him. And all of that junk that you've done gets washed away.